back at you here on a Wednesday, 937. Got some sunshine, 62 degrees. Oh, I've been so wound up and giddy this week. It's fair time again. Everybody's excited about it. Wilkin County Fair kicking off tomorrow, of course, down at Wells Memorial Park in Breckenridge. I got fair people in here. Yeah. Mylon's in here. Sarah's in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping back. And I asked, are you guys getting any sleep these days leading up to the fair? Because it's a busy time for you.
Yeah. Well, we sneak some in every once in a while.
Yeah, you try to. Yeah. Well, and we were talking, too. I was driving down there the other day, and one of my favorite buildings has always been that Merchants Display Building over there. And that's your baby, Sarah. Yep. How's that going? How are things looking over there?
The home environment building is my baby. The yellow building, yep, today at 11 o'clock, we start taking entries. So any crafts that you've made, any vegetables, any flowers, any food items, baking, anything, you can bring it down. We'll help you categorize it. It will be judged by our expert panel of judges.
Fantastic.
And when you get your blue or red ribbon, you can say that you are the best in the county.
Right. Now, are you a little protective? Do you kind of, you kind of oversee that place, like
the
mother hen, don't you?
I do.
But that's, again, one of my favorite buildings down there.
Yes, yes. We're going to have an amazing display of quilts that aren't going to be judged. A local quilting group all made the same quilt of the outline of the state of Minnesota, but they all did it differently.
No
so
kidding.
It'll
okay.
be neat to see how they're displayed.
Well, and that's so much fun about that building, too. You can see people, some real talent going on
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Definitely. Mylon, what do you got from your end? How do the fairgrounds look? How's everything looking
well,
down there?
They're getting there. I mean, we've had enough rain, so it's soft in that, but working on getting the carnival set up and of course the buildings are pretty much ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always last minute things that we didn't think about.
Sure.
And that. But the buildings and everybody, I guess we're putting out the trash bins and the garbage bins and stuff like that. So
and the grounds crew down there has been working for a couple of weeks. So
yeah.
the place looks great down there. Yeah. So you're pretty much ready to go.
Ready or not, it's going to be
ready
here.
Or not, it's definitely going to happen. I know one of the things, too, we were talking about it the last time you were in, is this tractor parade and the old-time tractors. I always like looking at those when they're down there, too. Yeah. That's happening as well, right?
Yeah, it's a little soft where we normally park them, so we aren't going to put all that older machinery out this year just because it's so soft there, and we just end up tearing up the sod so bad. So.
We've had enough rain for a while, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, more than enough.
more than enough.
We could have a week or two of dry.
So tomorrow everything kicks off, and, of course, Midway folks coming in, so that's getting set up. Can you run through, Mylon, a few of the things going on?
Well, I guess quickly, on Thursday, of course, is free entry, and we ask the food pantry is going to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to have their mobile unit down there, and they're going to take collections of non-perishable food, and they'll be down there set up near the entrance, the main entrance. We'll have something over at the walk-in too, so people, if they bring things, we'll collect it.
So again, if you're coming to the fair, folks, a non-perishable for the food pantry would be much appreciated.
Yeah, it's in we have free entrance because of the sponsorship and the raffles that we sold and stuff, so that the food donation is just kind of helping out the food pantry, and I guess the fair is trying to help them also. So
that's good icing on the cake.
Yeah,
it really is for them, and there's still a need too. So
definitely. And otherwise Thursday night is the main thing is probably the car show. And we talked about that last week or the week before, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so they, we'll have a car show. The beer gardens will be open starting at 5, I believe.
Yep.
And they're going to serve beer, of course, during the car show. But then they have their, I guess they call it Ladies Night and Trivia Night.
Yeah,
we'll go.
They have
on
a good time down there. Yeah. I know that, and there's always
that'll
stuff
be
happening
later on and into the evening. I think you have to be 21 for that.
Sure.
And that, and I guess the next, I guess as long as we're talking about beer garden, on Friday is the street dance. There's a $10 cover charge, and that's Ruckus is going to be the featured band.
Causing a ruckus.
I suppose, yeah, I don't know.
The name might fit.
Yeah, and that's a 21-plus street dance. On Saturday, they're going to be open at noon, but then in the evening is an all-ages street dance, and Brett Pauly's going to be playing from 9 till 11.
Midnight, actually. Huh? He gave us an extra hour. He's going to go till midnight now.
He's going to go,
right?
Of course, that would be Brett. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, that's good. I guess he was scheduled for 9 to 11 and that. And then on Sunday, I just might mention the beer gardens won't be open under their normal spot. They're going to have a tent set up at the Derby.
Okay.
So they'll be serving refreshments out of the underneath the tent.
All right. So the beer garden's going mobile, too.
That's yeah.
Get with the times.
So. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that was just a little change so people are aware if they go over to the main building, that is, nobody will probably be there.
Right.
They'll be over
right.
at the tent
and okay.
stuff. So. I just wanted to mention the gallery on the go painting with Tammy Surak. They had a limit of 20, and I understand that's full.
Yes, it is.
Leave it to Tammy. Good for her.
Yeah, well, that's a good little draw. I guess something that we haven't had for a number of years, anything like that. I know in the past we've done some art things. They made some pottery things one year and things like that. But
right.
this will be good, and it's a nice little addition to the county fair. Little change on Dazzling Dave, the yo-yo master. He's going to do a 12:30 and 2. I think it was advertised at noon and 4. But he's going to do a show them two times. Then he's going to do walking around the fair.
Sure. Kind of traveling around.
Traveling around
the midway and stuff. Yeah.
And that. Thursday night, I might mention the talent contest is on. I almost forgot about that.
But don't forget the talent there.
They got enough entries to
good.
To have a talent show. So
fantastic.
Yeah, that's always a pretty good draw for grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads. They like to come and see their kids or grandkids.
Is that at the Earthen Stage?
That's at the Earthen Stage, yeah. And then on Saturday, or Friday, I mean, it'd be the younger princess pageant. Forgive me because I forget the age that
lives. 5 to 8.
5 to 8. Okay.
The little ladies.
Yeah. And then they'll do that. And Chahinka Bazoo will be down there with a little educational display and stuff. Kind of things like we've done in the past. There'll be a couple of, I think the mini donuts are going to be down there with.
Yes. Oh, now you're talking. Now you got my attention.
Yeah. The Breckenridge Cowgirl Booster Club.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Basketball Booster Club, specifically,
okay.
is going to have their mini donut stand, and they will be serving snow cones as well.
Oh, man.
I know.
Okay.
So snow cone in one hand, donuts
in the other. It's a good double-fisted routine.
Yeah. Can't beat it.
All right. Anything else you need to add before we wrap up? Mylon, you got anything else?
Well, I guess I might mention about the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
The Derby is a new promoter this year. It's called Chaos Motorsports, and the gentleman is Dylan Sandvig. And I think he's down in the Morris area is where he headquarters.
Okay.
And they have a heavy chain full-size Derby or class. They have a limited weld compact class. They have a two-man team class, and that's limited to 10 teams.
Holy smokes. This could be a good Derby.
That's full.
Yeah. Wow.
I understand that is there's 10 teams already signed up and that. So hopefully that'll be a little different draw than we've had
component.
For a few years. Yeah.
Sure.
And then, of course, there's a $15 Derby entrance charge.
Right.
And pits open at 10 o'clock in the morning. The cars will start coming in and stuff, and then the Derby's
11.
At 2 o'clock.
And it's going to get loud.
Yeah.
It is.
I love that about Sunday down there. Yeah. Always getting loud. Are you guys excited?
Oh,
You wound up. You both kind of look like it. It's like, you know, fair time rolling around again.
Yeah, by Sunday night, we probably won't be as excited.
But it does take a little while to decompress.
I bet. It just kind of, you know, unpack it all. That's once, right. Once you put that in. Anything else you need to add before we wrap things up? Fair time happening down at Wells Park and Wilkin County Fair 2025 edition. Man, it's going on, starting up tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Mylan
opens at 2 o'clock. About
2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
2 o'clock
is when the buildings open and things.
Carnival opens at 5 tomorrow night. So there you go.
All right.
And the car shows at 5, and that's so basically 5 o'clock is when things will probably start moving.
Really, really get hopping.
Yeah.
Mylan, Sarah, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate
it.
And enjoy yourself down there. 2025 Wilkin County Fair happening in Wells Memorial Park. Starting tomorrow, it's 9:48. Good morning. I was just out of the service.